All right, let's get the party started. Folks, I want to welcome all of you to the Sambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Sambit Energy, and you can be too. And number four income earner in all of Sambit Energy, blowing the business up from coast to coast, please welcome Ray Monty. Ray, you there?
Bear, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Go for it.
Well, good. Well, thank you for having me tonight. I'm excited to be here. I know we've got 79 days till Ambition 2016, our 10-year anniversary, and, you know, I heard a lot of people on there registered. I also heard some people that said they're going to bed here soon, so I'm going to put a little detail in here before you listen to this call. If you want to go to sleep, then you should probably hang up now and listen to the recording, because we're going to talk about what you need to do to blow up your business and how you can become a millionaire in Sambit Energy, and hopefully we'll give you enough excitement that you won't be able to sleep tonight. So we're going to put a little asterisk for those of you that want to go to bed here at 10:30 Eastern time. Don't listen to this call. But Bear, thanks for having me on here tonight. I am excited to be here. We had a great event last week up in Cheshire, Connecticut, Chris and Debbie Atkins and Julius and Shelley Weems and a whole bunch of leaders. And you know, after those events, when you go to them, just like it sounds like you had a great one down in Houston, you kind of reflect and you get great information from everybody. And it really makes you think of what you need to do to be successful in this business. It also makes you think about the timing. And if it's okay with you, Bear, I appreciate you hosting and doing these calls every Sunday night. I want to talk about two topics here tonight that I think are real important, especially where we sit here at Sambit Energy. We know that in 79 days we've got our big event. We know it's our 10-year anniversary. We know that Chris and Jerry have publicly stated that they're going to do some special things. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know any announcements this year. I have no idea what they're going to announce. But what I do know is there is a buzz down at the corporate office. There's a lot of things that they're working on. I'm not sure if we're going to have three big announcements or five big announcements or seven, but there's some major things coming. And, you know, I know Chris and Jerry well enough to know that there are people that don't go out there. They don't boast. They're they keep it kind of tight to the belt. And so when they come out and say that we're going to see some of the biggest announcements in the history of this company and that they want to do something special for our 10-year anniversary, when I look at the past ambitions and see new markets opening up and see things like triple double or quadruple triple or free energy being announced, there's no doubt to me, as somebody who's been in the business for 8 years and 8 months, who's made over $9 million, that I need to work hard. I need to work hard this summer and get positioned for when ambition comes. And guys, I want to talk to you about your business now. I've been in network marketing for almost 20 years, and when you're in it for 20 years, you kind of watch for tendencies and trends of what goes on, what takes place, and then our job as leaders is to share that experience with you. And what I can tell you is we're going into a time of the year where things can slow down. You know, if you look at the last 4 or 5 weeks and moving forward the next 3 or 4 weeks, we came from Mother's Day weekend, the first weekend of May. A couple weeks later, we've got Memorial Day, which in a lot of places, especially up here in the Northeast, because of the cold winters we have, it's kind of the official start to summer. So you've got Mother's Day weekend. A couple weeks later, you've got Memorial Day weekend. And then next weekend, we've got Father's Day weekend. And then a couple weeks after that, we've got the 4th of July. In between, you've got graduations, you've got proms, you've got the kids getting out of school, you've got vacations, you've got little leagues, you've got weddings, you've got the nice weather, you've got people going on vacation, putting the boats in the water, going to the beach, whatever they do. And listen, we want people to enjoy their lives. There's no doubt about that. The reason that we work Sambit is to get free time and be able to spend time with friends and family. So I'm not telling you not to enjoy your life, but what I'm telling you to do is to stay focused. Because as slow as it can be during the summer, you're going to see things start picking up again. You know, usually right after 4th of July, you'll see things start picking back up, and it'll start building. And the reason it starts picking up is people get focused on ambition. People are getting focused on getting promoted to RC or SC or EC or NC. They're focused on getting on 5-star trips. They're focused on qualifying for a yellow jacket or a purple jacket or whatever jacket is. The vacations are over and people start getting focused a little bit. Then we go down to ambition, and Chris and Jerry and John Brooke make the major announcements, new markets, markets within the states that we're in, whatever the announcements, promotions, bonuses, whatever they're going to announce. And you come back and it's Labor Day, and it takes a couple of days for people to figure things out. But the kids go back to school, the weather starts cooling off, the vacations are over, Little League's over, and it's like magic that all of a sudden in September your business will blow up. And here's what I can tell you. one of the things that I've always done is I've always worked hard during the summer because I know that if I can work hard and stay focused and keep people focused and get them to the events during the summer and get them on these conference calls and get people registered for Ambition, come September, my business explodes. And so the first thing I want to challenge everybody here is I heard everybody say that they're registered for Ambition, which is a start. That's a great start. If you're going to be a big-time player in Ambit Energy, you need to be down in Dallas for our 10-year anniversary, no doubt about it. You want to focus on getting your team down there, your new people, people that are coming in the business. You want to have those conversations with them. But you also don't want to lose focus during the summer. Listen, go enjoy your summer. Go spend some time with your family. Go on vacation. Do whatever you need to do to relax and have some fun. But don't take your eye off the big prize here. You know, there's something special going on in Ambit right now. The 10-year anniversary, currently in 16 states, 6 states for solar. You know, our new price that they announced of $75 plus $24.95. We've got an incredible promotion right now, especially if you're registered for Ambition. And you know, there's times, there's ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys, ups and downs. And sometimes during the summer, you can hit some challenges that you hit also during the holidays. But you've got to fight through them. You've got to stay focused. You've got to focus on the task at hand. And, you know, Bill, one of the other things I want to talk about besides the timing and besides Ambition is I want to talk about what it takes to be successful in this business. And, you know, I get that question all the time. Well, what is it that you do? And you know, you know what we do. Just about everybody on this call, I am sure, knows what it takes to be successful in Ambit Energy. We basically do three things. We gather a handful of loyal customers, mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, next-door neighbor, people from church, you know, people that will do you a favor and become an Ambit Energy customer, not because we give them free travel or not because our rates are great or all those things, but it's because of the relationship. You know, my customers that I've signed up in 8 years and 8 months, they're myself, they're my next-door neighbors, they're my barber, they're my accountant, they're some of my mom's friends, and they all became customers not because they love Ambit, but because of the relationship that me or the person who got me that customer has with them. And so, you know, I send my customers a thank you card. I make sure when their plan is over, I renew them. And those are my customers. I've never gathered a commercial account. Now, if I had a friend or a family member in a market where I could give them a good rate, I would do it. But I don't spend a whole lot of time gathering customers. I've got what I need. I think my customers add up to about 35 points because some of them have gas and electricity plus my website. I take care of my customers. It takes me about an hour a year to send them a thank you card, a holiday card, and make sure that when their plan's up, I get them on a new plan. Those are my customers. Most people on this call, I'm going to suspect, probably have 10, 15, 20 customers that are out of the business. Go get your free gas. Go get your free electricity. If you can add a couple more, do it. I've signed up 3 customers in the last 3 years. That's not my focus at this point in my business. I have to go get a certain amount to reach the requirements to become a national consultant or an executive or a senior. I need to maintain 20 to get my residual income. If you qualify for free gas or free electricity, that's a great thing. But those are our customers, and you know, we're not in the business of going out there and gathering thousands of customers. We're not in the electricity or gas or solar business. That's Chris and Jerry. We're in the business of gathering a handful of loyal customers. We got to do it. I don't spend a lot of time doing it. The second thing we've got to do, and everybody knows this because I'm preaching to the choir, you're on the call here tonight. We've got to get plugged into the system. You've got to get to Ambition. You need to get to the power trip. You need to get to your team's events, your team conference calls, your weekly meetings. What this does is it keeps you sharp. It keeps you around people that are like-minded, that are motivated. You get points and tips. You see other people's success. You've got to get plugged in. I say it all the time to my team. The individuals on my team that make the most money are the ones that do the best job of getting plugged into the system. You got to do it. But, guys, where I spend most of my time is showing the plan. And showing the plan to me is however you get people to take a look at the business. And people ask me, well, which ones do you use? I use them all. You know, I send people to my website. I go show people a DVD. I drop off the Success from Home magazines. I do one-on-ones nonstop. I do in-home presentations. I do lunch presentations. I invite guests to weekly meetings and pick them up and take them there. I do whatever I need to do to get the greatest number of people to look at this business. And, you know, Bear, I don't have a college degree. I don't consider myself the sharpest pencil in the box, but this company's paid me over $9 million in 8.5 years, and one of the things I think that I'm successful for is because this is a simple business. it's not an easy business because you're in a people business, and you know people can be difficult to deal with, but it's pretty simple. See, I was told a long time ago by some really good mentors that if I wanted to be successful in Ambit Energy, I needed to do three things: gather a handful of loyal customers, plug into the system, and then just show the plan and show the plan and show the plan and show the plan. And if somebody says no, go show the plan again. If somebody signs up and quits, show the plan again. And just continue to do that. And then if I could go out there and get enough people to take a look at this business over the course of a few years, I'd get a yellow jacket, then a purple jacket, and then whatever the next level is, and just keep doing it over and over and over and over and over and over. And the reason I talk about this is we had a training in Cheshire, Connecticut. Tony and Diana Procopio put on last week. Great training. And, you know, Julius Weems was up from Maryland, did a great job on the training. And he showed a clip from the movie City Slickers. And Billy Crystal was there, and they were talking about one thing. And one thing, and staying focused on one thing. And, you know, one of the things I see with a lot of Ambit Energy consultants is they're focused on five different things. They're worried about commercial accounts. They're worried about things in their power zone. They're worried about this and worried about that. And what I can tell you is the really, really successful people, people like Chris and Debbie Atkinson, people like Coach Alan Johnson, people like Tim Olinger, and I can go on and on and on, some incredible leaders, you know, they're focused on showing the plan and one thing. Now, that doesn't mean we don't do any other things. We do. But what's most important to us building our business is to get a whole lot of people to look at the business. You know, Richard and Wado is up here. Mary's been up here, too. And I know they focus on showing their plan. They're getting close to National Consultant. And, you know, we're doing our photo shoot for Success From Home magazine. I was looking at the leaders on the cover. And the reason a lot of those leaders on the cover are so successful is they show the plan, they show the plan, they show the plan, they show the plan. Now, here's the problem with showing the plan so much. It's not always easy. It's not always fun. There's times I drive an hour and a half for a meeting and the guest cancels. There's times I drive 2 hours to an in-home and only one guest shows up and all they want to do is be a customer. There's times where I drive 4 hours and I'm promised 10 guests and nobody shows up. And guys, we all have days like that, but we understand that this is simply a numbers game. And if we do the same things over and over and over, your income is in direct proportion to how many times you and your team show the plan. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to, listen, go get your customers, go get qualified, go get free electricity, free gas, depending on what you live, where you live. Take care of your customers. And thank you guys. I want to encourage you to get plugged in. But guys, you know, in this business, you're one conversation away from being financially free. And so, to me, I want to put the majority of my time in the spot that gives me the biggest bang for my buck, which is showing the plan. I've got individuals on my team that just happen to show the plan to the right person, and because of it, 3, 4, 5 years later, they're making $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month because they happen to show the plan to the right person. Now, I don't know why it happens to somebody who just shows the plan 3 times and they get a superstar, and other times people show it 30, 40, 50, 60 times and nothing happens. But I know it's a numbers game, and I believe, like what Jerry says, the harder you work, the luckier you get. You know, when you're in a zone and you're confident and you're not worrying about who comes in, who doesn't, who signs up, who doesn't, when you're just out there showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan to enough people, you're going to find the right people. And you just need to know how to identify them. And I want to talk about this a little bit tonight because, you know, I think in Ambit Energy, I think a lot of people spend so much time trying to figure out what to do that they never take action. They never get around to do it. It's ready, set, ready. And to me, when I signed up at Ambit, I had to make this work because I lost the income from my other business. I had no choice but to make this work. And so when I came in, I didn't focus on a lot of things. I focused on showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, helping those people get paid so I got paid and got promoted. And that's what I focused on. There's a reason Norbert Hennessy became a senior consultant in 13 days and we had no meetings. We just showed the plan and got people paid and got them to customers. There's a reason Norbert became an executive consultant in 5 months when we were in Texas and New York City where we didn't have Free Energy or Inc. Magazine or Success Magazine. We just focused on showing the plan every day. And when you do that, good things will happen. Now, you know, I want to talk about this a little bit tonight because tomorrow night is game 5 of the NBA Finals, and you've got the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, and, you know, Golden State's up 3-1, and, you know, I think Cleveland has a chance of winning tomorrow night, especially with one of Golden State's players being suspended for a technical and, you know, great player. But I think Golden State will wrap it up. If not tomorrow night, they'll wrap it up later this week in Golden State. And, you know, over the last couple of years, I've never really been a Golden State Warriors fan. I mean, they're okay. They've always been fun to watch. I remember when they had Hardaway and Mitch Richmond and Chris Mullin on the team. And, you know, they're always an exciting team to watch. But they weren't one of my favorite teams, but I would watch them. And I started watching them when Steph Curry got on the team because I just love watching this guy play basketball. There's something special about it. And here's what I love about it. If you look at Steph Curry, he came out of a college called Davidson. He was the 7th pick overall, so 6 players went before him, but yet he was the MVP in this year's NBA. And to me, what's so amazing about Steph Curry is here's a guy that's 6'3", 180 pounds, soaking wet. I mean, he looks like a little boy. He looks like a 15-year-old kid. And he's not big. He's small. He looks fragile. Let's think about this. They have him listed at 6'3 and 180 pounds, and I'm not sure that's really true. But the average NBA player is 6'7", 235. So he's 4 inches shorter, and he's 55 pounds lighter than the average NBA player. Guys, stand him next to LeBron, who's 6'9", 250, and, you know, he looks like his son. But he's the MVP. And, you know, how many people do you think, as he was growing up, told him too short, too little, can't do this, can't do that? But you know what Steph Curry did? He focused on one thing. He focused on shooting the ball. He focused on learning how to become an incredible shooter. And, you know, to me, if you look at basketball, yeah, listen, there's great rebounders, there's great passers, there's great shot blockers. But, boy, if you're a great shooter, there's a premium there. Because look at how many players that are in the NBA that can't even hit a foul shot. I mean, it's sad how many players go to the foul line and they're shooting 50%. There's high school girls basketball teams that shoot better than a lot of these NBA players. But Steph Curry worked on shooting the ball and shooting the ball and shooting the ball. Now, as an NBA player, somebody who's made millions of dollars and married with kids, I'm sure there's a lot of excuses he could make why he's not practicing. In fact, you know, I'll compare him to somebody who's also in the NBA Finals, LeBron James. And listen, LeBron James is an incredible athlete. I don't see the same thing in him that I see in Steph Curry. Steph Curry wants to be a great basketball player. LeBron James, to me, seems like he's awful worried about branding himself and being a businessman and more worried about traveling than being a great basketball player. And here's what I mean by that. You know, if you look at the great ones of all time, you know, if you look at somebody like Michael Jordan, you realize that Michael Jordan in NBA Finals was 6 for 6. He was in 6 NBA Finals. He won all 6. LeBron James has been in 6, and he's 2 and 4, and he's about to become 2 and 5. Now, why do I think that is? Well, you know, part of it's the team, and, you know, but you can't argue with him this year. He's got a pretty good team around him. But I don't see him focused as much as somebody as a Steph Curry is. And, you know, guys, to me, Steph Curry is just a quintessential team player. Not only is he a great player, not only is he an incredible shooter, but he makes everybody around him better. When he's on the court, it opens up lanes for everybody else. And so here's the challenge to everybody that's on this call tonight. You've got 79 days till Ambition 2016. We all know there's going to be some incredible announcements. We know there's probably going to be new markets, hopefully new states, some big, big promotions. I have no idea, but I just know what to expect from our co-founders. And in the past, I know it's going to be big. And it's an easy time to get sidetracked and be focused on other things and pack it in for the summer and get going again in September. And I'm going to encourage you not to do that, because this is all about preparation. This is all about planting seeds this summer that'll come to harvest come September after Ambition. And so you need to continue to work hard. You need to continue to stay focused. And if you want to be a big-time player in Ambit Energy, it's about doing the same thing over and over and over and focusing. And, you know, there's a video I love. If you go and Google Steph Curry, S-T-E-P-H-C-U-R-R, the name of the video is Success is Not an Accident. And it's about a 4-minute video, and it just talks about Steph Curry and, you know, too small, too little. It talks about his work ethic, and it talks about what he does to become successful. And I'm going to challenge everybody on this call to do the same thing. You know, like Julius Weems said, focus on one thing. It's one thing that's going to take you to the promised land. It's going to create financial freedom for you and your family. And it's showing the plan, showing the plan. And, you know, here's what I know. When my business slows down and I'm frustrated and things aren't going well, I can sit around and make excuses, and I can look at my power zone and watch customers falling off or watch people not doing anything and people not coming to meeting. Or I can take action and I can go out there and start sponsoring new people by showing the plan. And what I can tell you in Ambit Energy is it's a whole lot easier to give birth than bring back the dead. And here's what that means. Whenever my business slows down, rather than make excuses and listen to excuses, I just go get some new people going. And it's amazing when you've got some new people who are excited, who want to build a business, who are calling you for in-homes, who are calling you for questions, and your business starts taking off, how much fun Ambit is. And the way we get to that point is to go out there and continue to show the plan. So, you know, the challenge that you have is to stay focused on the thing that's going to be the most productive for you. And that's showing the plan. Guys, don't get caught up in little things. Listen, I get it. We've all got to gather customers, and sometimes the rates go up and down depending on where you live, and sometimes things happen. And you know, we're business owners. We deal with that. Going from zero to $1.5 billion in 9 years is not always going to be perfect. You know, if you show me a company that's perfect and nothing ever goes wrong, I'll show you a company that's stagnant and not growing. This is an incredible opportunity. Where else in America can you invest $100 to get started with this company, get a few friends and family to do you a favor, try a service that they already use, and get plugged into the system, and then just go out there and show the plan. Why are there not more yellow jackets or purple jackets or black jackets or blue jackets at Ambition? Because showing the plan, you have to pay a price. You've got to be away from your family. You've got to travel. You've got to deal with rejection and excuses of people, why it won't work and this and that. Guys, I hear them every day. But I stay focused on the task at hand. Do you think it's easy for somebody like Steph Curry, who makes millions and millions and millions of dollars, who's a celebrity, who can probably do whatever he wants, wherever he wants with his family, to stay focused and continue to go out there and shoot free throws every day and shoot three-pointers every day and do the things that have helped him become successful? See, success is not by accident. Success is a choice. And if you're going to be successful in Ambit Energy, yeah, it's important to go to Ambition, and yeah, it's important to gather customers, but the thing you want to spend the most time on is showing the plan, getting people to look, getting people who look who tell you they're not interested, getting people who look who tell you they found this on Google and their brother told them why it won't work, and then all of a sudden somebody joins your team and it's like magic. And, you know, I'm up here in Jackson, New Hampshire right now. I'm excited about what's going on up here in the Northeast. And the reason I'm in Jackson, New Hampshire is because about 17 months ago, a gentleman on my team by the name of Ed Thompson, it happens to be his 4-year anniversary today, reached out to somebody via Facebook by the name of Tim and Sonia Devine. They signed up back on January 30th of 2015. They got excited because of free electricity. They joined the business, and over the last 16 months, I believe they've got over 1,700 consultants and 6,000 customers on the team. Do you think it was worth Ed Thompson showing the plan? And I had nothing to do with Tim joining my business. I called him after he signed up. See, what I know is the harder I work, the luckier I get. And if I lead by example and show the plan, even though people say no and even though people don't come to meetings, eventually the right people are going to come into my business. And I've been blessed with some incredible people. So, you know, Bear, I'm excited. I'm excited about Ambition 2016. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. You know, 10 years with this company, greatest company ever in network marketing history. We get to go to their big 10-year anniversary and get some amazing announcements. And so go watch Steph Curry, Success is Not an Accident. It is a great, great video. And you know, sit down, set some goals, get promoted for Ambition, get your team there, and get ready for some serious momentum coming out the first week of September, especially if you prepare the summer for it.
Great. Thanks again for another great call. Really appreciate it. I'm going to watch this Steph Curry video. I'm a fan of his as well. And I'm going to open up the line so people can say thank you to you as well. Have a great evening, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.